Again, I subscribe what my dear colleague from the ECE said. Just perhaps an additional word of what you can see in this table. Basically, this is the table you have adopted at the meeting of the parties, and we have deleted those activities that are already fully implemented. So basically, the calculations you see are actually the real resource needs. It's not including the numbers of things that had already been done, but this is really expressing what we need until the end of the triennium. And in addition to that, in the second last column, you can already see that we have made allotments of funds that we still have available in our pocket to individual activities to be as realistic as possible in terms of resource needs that are really prevailing. So this is just as an additional remark of what you can see. And I would like to add one remark coming back on the human resource iteration. The success that we have been celebrating just under the previous agenda item comes also at costs, because we are basically accelerating implementation. We are covering more program areas, and we are trying to meet more and more aspirations that we want to meet under the protocol work program, basically with the same staffing in place. So that is something to be acknowledged, and that which is also reflected, so to say, in the human resource lines in this very budget or prediction of the required budget that you can see. So there's nothing like a free lunch, but we really encourage you strongly to reach out to your international departments or your counterparts which make decisions around financing for instruments such as a protocol, or even for individual activities that are of interest to countries, to see what you can do to support the overall work of the Secretariat, both in terms of activities as well as staffing to support these activities. Thank you very much.